Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title with the fair.
This is Marty Smirchek, Executive Director of Montgomery County Fair.
Yes, the Montgomery County Ag Fair is returning to Gaithersburg, Maryland on August 11th through 19th, so starting this Friday. Hey, thank you so much for joining us.
It's good to be here, Jason. As we say every year about this time, it's fair time.
It's fair time, so come on out, everybody. I think I was telling you yesterday on the phone, but the Montgomery County Fair always has a special place in my heart, because when I was, I don't know, like the first few years of my life, my family lived in those, Dalamar apartments right by the gate. And even after we moved out of there up to Frederick, I still had grandparents and aunts and uncles, and a bunch of the Fraley family lived in Dalamar. So every year we'd come down and go to the fair. So good memories of, you know, people on stilts and all kinds of rides and farm stuff. It's great. Let's start with some big picture stuff. Like, how long has the fair been going on? Like, it's been, gosh, decades at this point, right?
Jason, this will be fair number 74. So it is one before 75. We are preparing now for the 75th next year, but this year will be truly memorable.
Wow. Oh my gosh. Yeah. We'll have to follow up next year for the big 75th anniversary, but 74, don't miss 74, baby. Everybody come on out. So what makes this year's, fair special? You know, I guess if people have never, let's pretend some people have never been, why should they come here of all the different fairs in the area? I mean, we have a great one up in Frederick too. They call it the Great Frederick Fair, but why is the Montgomery County one so unique and cool and like a must do thing?
Well, the sights, the sounds, and the smells of the fair are things that live with folks forever. And the culture of Montgomery County and families coming to the fair over multi-generations has been going on forever. Our fair is special in many different ways. Notably, there's a lot of free things that occur once a person pays for admission to come into the fair. Tickets can be purchased online, less expensively than at the gate. They are $15 at the gate and $12 online. It's a really great value at mcagfair.com. But once you have an admission ticket, there's all kinds of free entertainment on our Pepco community stage. We have a hypnotist. We have a magician. We have an illusionist. We have local bands that will be playing there. We have a stilt walker be walking around the property and entertaining folks. This year, we're adding the trivia tractor game. We'll be rolling around the property, and folks will be able to play the trivia tractor game and win prizes. So there's lots to do.
So like it's like Cash Cab, but it's Cash Tractor.
Yes.
Tractor trivia. I love it. Tell me more about that. So what are you just saying, that as folks are, you know, walking around doing the rides and games or whatever, a tractor will just randomly pull up beside them and say pop quiz and answer trivia?
We pretty much, that's what it is. It's a game show that takes several players that stand up and answer questions from the trivia tractor. It will be pulled around the property and folks will be able to engage with the trivia tractor, answer questions and enjoy their day. Folks come to the fair for many reasons, Jason. I think you probably know what they are. There are three at the top of the list. Animals, rides, and food. And we have plenty of all of those things here at the fair.
Awesome. Let's break down the things. You're a pro. You're doing it. You're making my job easy. So let's break down those three things one at a time, so I get, you know, three separate, you know, sound bites for the radio. So let's start with the animals you mentioned. So yeah, for all of our, you know, 4-H'ers out there. My wife was a big 4-H'er back in the day in Westminster. But what do we got on the animal front this year?
We will have at the fair this year, Jason, over 900 animals here at the fair, all farm animals. Everything from chickens to rabbits, turkeys, cows, steers, goats, sheep. Everything that you would ever want to find on a farm will be here for folks to see. There will also be many, many, many shows and exhibitions where folks can learn about how animals are raised and how they fit into our food chain. We also have a milking parlor here where throughout the fair at various times, you can see a cow being milked and learn that chocolate milk does not come from a brown cow. Cows make white milk, and we add chocolate to it later.
I love it. And then, rattle off some of the names of the different, I know you said 900 animals. What types?
Well, within those types, there are dairy goats. There are boar goats that provide meat. There are chickens that lay eggs. There are roosters, turkeys that provide our Thanksgiving dinners every year, and many other animals to see throughout the fairgrounds.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. So that's number one. You said the animals. Number two, you said the rides. So what sort of carnival rides? I gotta give you a compliment on the website, mcagfair.com. It actually has every single carnival ride listed with a picture and height requirements. And like, I didn't know that it was broken down so thoroughly. So bravo. But yeah, for the radio, give us some, I don't know, a few of the highlights of what they can ride.
Powers Great American Midways brings over 40 rides and attractions to our carnival area. This year there'll be four new rides: the Tesla AC, the Techno Jump, the Crazy Cabs, and the Wipeout. Jason, unfortunately, I haven't had time to ride these new rides, but I've been told they are truly spectacular and they're being debuted here at our fair. Also within the carnival area, there'll be lots of carnival treats, foods, games to play, and plenty of things to occupy your time.
I'm glad you didn't ride the rides right before you hopped on here, so you know you're not doing this interview all dizzy. Now, so thank you that you mentioned the new rides. What are like the tried and true ones, like merry-go-rounds? Like, you know what I mean? Like, are there some of the classics? I'm sure.
Yeah, there are many classic rides here that have returned year over year. Of course, the merry-go-round is a classic. The swing, we have a giant swing that is it's a fully restored ride that has paintings on it that actually depict the family of the carnival owner. They were custom made, and they have the faces of the folks who own the carnival on the ride itself.
Oh, cool.
We have bumper cars that are great fun, and many others.
We have a Ferris wheel?
Oh, of course. I'm sorry. I forgot the Ferris wheel. It's like the headliner down there. It's the tallest. It's all LED lit. It's very special.
Awesome. So, yeah, all the classics in addition to the new ones. And, of course, I'm sure, like, what the Tilt-A-Whirl and Sizzler and all that's still there, right?
Yep.
Awesome. All right. And then the third thing, last but not least, you mentioned the food. Everyone loves coming to the fair to get food. What all we got in store for if people come hungry, right?
Come to the fair hungry and know that you will find here at the Montgomery County Fair foods that are international in scope. We will have Mexican food, Greek food, of course, the classic corn dogs, cotton candy, kettle corn, hamburgers, hot dogs, our big cheese. We'll, of course, be making grilled cheese sandwiches. Our big cheese over the course of a fair will process almost 3/4 of a ton of cheese from giant blocks, and they'll produce 10,000 or more grilled cheese sandwiches that are handmade one at a time.
I love it. And I know you sort of set it up as three things: animals, rides, and food. Let me add a fourth and just focus just on the games. You know, what sort of classic games, you know, balloon popping or what is it? Like, do you pick the little ducks out of the water with prizes? Or I don't know, what all kind of games are there?
Yeah, the games that are in the carnival area will include many of the classics. That includes the basketball shoot, the floating ducks where you pick a duck, get a number, and win a prize. There's a squirt gun game where you squirt water into a balloon and the first person to pop their balloon wins that prize. So there are many games, and in Gaithersburg we've learned over the years that the games are very popular to our customers.
Oh yeah, and as Tim McGraw would say, you know, come throw it out your shoulder trying to win her that teddy bear.
Yes, indeed.
Awesome. Oh, and I will add, so if those are four things, I'm just organizing it in my own brain. If number five, we'll go to the grandstand events, which you sort of mentioned at the top, but just to, you know, let's return to it really quick so I have a variety of sound bites here to use. So, yeah, what all do we have for the grandstand events? If people come, you know, sit in the bleachers there or whatever, yeah, what all are they going to see?
Included in the admission fee, Jason, to the fair would be Chesapeake Dock Dogs this year, returning after several years. They will be here on Friday and Saturday.
What is that?
Chesapeake Dock Dogs is a competitive dog competition where folks can sign up, bring their dogs to the fair, and they jump off of a landing into a 20,000-gallon swimming pool that we will be erecting this evening. And they are rated on form, on height, on distance, and ribbons are awarded to those who wind up at the top end.
Oh, my gosh, my dog would love that. It's like, bring out your retrievers and everyone. It's in their DNA, baby. They want to jump in the water.
They want to jump in the water.
Also, all right, so what else do we got in the grandstand, like monster trucks, all the rest?
In the grandstand, we will have our monster trucks. Will be returning this year on Wednesday and Thursday. Demolition Derby will be here on Friday and Saturday. That is an extra ticket that needs to be paid for. So I would encourage folks once again to get the best rates and do that online. Back to our rides in the carnival area. You can buy ride wristbands online less expensively up until midnight tomorrow night. That rate is $30. On Monday and Wednesday during the fair are family days, and you can purchase a wristband at noon afternoon on any of those days and ride until 11 o'clock at night for $25. It is by far the best value. And, of course, there are so many games to play, as we already said.
Awesome. And just to return really quick to the grandstand, so just to clarify, so the Monster Truck Rally and the Demolition Derby are the paid events, but then the free grandstand events are the Chesapeake Dock Dogs that you mentioned, and then also tell me about the other two free things. Isn't there like a truck drag racing and a truck for the kids or something?
Touch a Truck is on Sunday, and it's turned out to be a great event. We did it last year for the first time, and it was so well attended, and we're expanding it, and it's even bigger this year. There'll be all kinds of large earth movers and equipment that is just way too big to really imagine, but kids and adults enjoy the Touch a Truck, and it's part of the cost for admission, so it's free in the grandstand on Sunday. We will have truck drag racing on Monday. Did I get that right? Is it Monday?
Monday at 7:30. You got it.
Monday at 7:30. Good enough. I thought I might have missed that one. Yes, Monday at 7:30 will be truck drag racing. That is free.
So if you want to compete, if you think you got the fastest truck, it says, is it like first come, first serve? How do you, like, do you just sign up?
Actually, if you go to our website, you will find a tab that will take you to entertainment, will take you to truck drag racing. It's an online sign up. Bring what you have, and you don't have to have a special truck. It just needs to be competitive from the driver end, and you're good to go.
Awesome. Yes, it says the first 60 trucks will be accepted. So head to that website and sign up if you think you got the fastest truck. But see, I mean, just think of the breadth of the scope of everything we've talked about. That's what makes the Montgomery County Fair and fairs in general so much fun. I mean, it's literally every, let's end on that. Like, it's basically anything you could want to do. If you're a truck enthusiast, if you have a dog that jumps in water, if you like food, if you like rides, if you like games, if you like shows at the grandstand, like literally, I mean, it's everything you could imagine, right?
It's all here, Jason. It's almost hard to do the whole fair in one day. And many folks will go to our website and they'll buy multi-day passes and come more than once. Cause it is a once a year event in Gaithersburg. It's cultural, it's history, it's family, it's safe, and it's fun.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for joining us. Again, everybody, it's the Montgomery County Fair. It's going to kick off this Friday, August 11th, and run through August 19th. So everybody head to mcagfair.com for more. Hey, thank you so much for taking the time to do this.
All right. Take care. Bye.
All right. See ya.